elaborates.
ESCOM regarding their advertised disruption of services that's supposed to start on the 23rd of December. We would like to say that as a municipality, we will continue discussing with ESCOM and ensure that we find an amicable solution to the issue.
Several fuel stations around Musina and the Beitbridge port of entry in Limpopo are running out of fuel. This as hundreds of motorists continue to fill up their vehicles and containers with fuel. It's understood that fuel prices are high in Zimbabwe, while some stations have run dry in the country. This man says he's waiting in a queue to fill his car with fuel.
We can't even load our vehicles because there are people who are coming with the buckets of to fill their buckets with petrol. What they're saying, there is nothing in Zimbabwe. Once we cross over, there is totally nothing. So we must cross with our tanks full plus containers with the fuel.
The Road Traffic Management Corporation, or RTMC, has called on motorists to avoid travelling at night when there's poor visibility to avoid crashes. This comes after a crash which has claimed 7 lives and left 15 others seriously injured on the R56 between Umzimkulu and Ixopo in southern KwaZulu-Natal. Spokesperson Simon Zwane.
More than 1,800 cars leaving Gauteng to KZN on the M4 to Mpumalanga. Want to urge people to really plan their trips and avoid traveling at night. Try all the means possible to travel when visibility is clear.
Power utility Eskom says it will use emergency reserves to prevent load shedding today. This comes after the utility unexpectedly lost some generation units as a result of unplanned breakdowns this morning. Eskom spokesperson Dikatso Mutai says their technical team will continue to work over the holiday period to monitor the situation.
The system is severely constrained today, but that said, we do not believe that we will need to load shed. Our unplanned breakdowns are quite high, but given the drop in demand over the festive season, this is how we are able to meet the demand in electricity. We continue to ask our customers to please use electricity sparingly.
And finally, alcohol and drug rehabilitation centres are calling on communities to educate their loved ones on the importance of responsible alcohol use during the festive season. This as authorities warn of the destructive effects that drugs and alcohol abuse can have on families, communities and road users. Manager at the Westview Alcohol and Drug Rehabilitation Clinic, Anthea Barelli.
So important to educate the loved ones when it comes to addiction, because some people might think they're helping, but then you're looking at something like codependency, where yes, the intention is to assist the person, but you know, to save your loved one from the consequences of their behavior is also not going to assist them in any way. So we educate the parents. It's